We'll return now to our series Money Diaries, in which young people in Oakland talk about their relationship with money. Today's story comes from 17-year-old Kaylin Robinson.
I live with my mom, my auntie, my cousin, her son, two of them, and her boyfriend kind of stays there.
Kaylin lives in East Oakland in the house his grandmother owned. When she died, different family members tried to keep it up. Recently, his mom, who works for the city of Oakland, has taken on the house as her responsibility.
Taking over a house is like a huge deal. Like, it's a lot of money, it's a lot of time and stress. I know, because like you can see it in her face.
And that stress has changed the way he sees his own situation. Here's Kaylin.
It's Monday, 9:45 p.m. I am in the back of my house working out on my workout bench. Been jogging, and, like, I've been trying to get ready for football, and like I gotta be independent. Do what you can. Work with what you can. A lot of police sirens. You kind of hear them often over here. I mean, it's kind of crazy. People just go about their lives like they don't notice it, and they don't notice the gunshots around here, but we all do. It is 10:24 p.m. and I'm speaking with my mother. So, how do you feel about your financial life right now?
My financial life is not the best, but 2014, I'll be pretty much paid off majority of my bills. So, 2014, I should be pretty stable.
So how you feel about the whole situation with the grandma house? Like,
kind of stressful. We're behind. If we don't keep this, it's like we will have to find somewhere else to live. And, you know, I have other people that I'm responsible for besides yourself who is making your grandmother house their home.
So how do you manage, Mom?
Sometimes you got to rob Peter to pay Paul.
What does that mean?
Meaning that sometimes you have to be late. Sometimes you, instead of me having to give you money for lunch, I may have to use that money to pay a bill. Or sometimes I probably over my checking account. I go over it. Go over my, you know, and then be paying all those fees. That's the whole part of being, they say middle class, but I still say it's poor. It's the poor and it's the rich. There's no middle.
So, you know, me and school and stuff, I know that can be a big toll on you too financially. So how are you taking that?
You know, I just pray on it. And, you know, God have done so many things for me. And I know that he's going to work this out for us too. If you are accepted into a college, we're going to find a way to make it happen. Because then you're going to be the first of my children to get a college degree. The thing that I hope is that you start applying for some scholarships. You're very articulate, and you're a great writer when you put your mind into it. That, and we'll try to go for grants. I may have to take a loan out for you to go to school. I don't know. That's the future. Yeah. That's the future. And it's just so fortunate that I was unable to really put aside money for college for you. But, you know, I just didn't have it like that. When, you know, when I was growing up, although I had my grandmother to show us about shopping and stuff, but to get the backgrounds about budgeting and what finance truly is and about your credit rating and all that, really, I didn't have anybody to show me that, you know, and teach me that. I'm learning about finances as I go. You know, people think because you're grown, that you should know. But if you're not exposed and if you're not taught, you don't know.
When we had that conversation, it kind of reminded me of, like, when I was younger, how we used to talk, because we used to talk like that. And we don't do that anymore, because, I don't know, like, I be mad or she be mad about something, and then it comes up in the conversation, and then we end up arguing or something. So it's like, but seeing my mom struggle is a huge portion of why I try to control my financial life as much as possible. The world is out to get your money and your financial life. Don't let them control it.